Amen. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, you gave us breath to praise you. Lord Jesus, we praise you. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Yeah, we praise you. Amen. We praise you in your mighty power. We praise you for your wonderful name. Strengthen your church. Yeah, build us up together. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your breath. Amen. Praise you as long as we have breath. Yeah. Then we can sing the song again. Let us praise the Lord with our heart. Amen. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Yeah, praise God in the sanctuary. Praise Him in the moment of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him. Praise Him in His excellent greatness. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the
Praise Him with
with guitars and dance. Praise Him. Praise Him always with your mouth, with your hands. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We praise you, Lord. You are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We praise you. Praise you for your wondrous works. And we praise you in your excellent greatness. Yeah, the whole creation praises you. Thank you that we can love you with our whole heart. Thank you that we can stand in your holy place. We praise you, Lord, for this. I will praise you with my mouth. You are always to be praised. Everything you've done for your purpose, everything you want to work best for us, we praise you. Everything is what you do. Thank you that you saved us, you redeemed us, that you born us again, and that you give us your life now. I want to praise you with Psalm 93, you're the eternal King. Yes. Yeah, he's reading Psalm 93. He's reading quickly. The Lord is high. The Lord is on high, is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever. Thank you, you've given us breath to praise you. Thank you, you've overcome all death and all oldness. Thank you, you supply us with the water of life. Thank you, you cleanse us through the washing of the water in the world. Yeah, wash everything old from us. Thank you, Lord, for the washing of the water in the word. We pray that you wash all death away, that you make us living. I want to praise the Lord with Philippians 3, 20 and 21. Philippians 3, 20 and 21. Lord, we praise you. Amen. Your word is eternal. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Lord, we thank you, for our citizenship is in heaven. You are in heaven, and we wait for you. We eagerly wait for you as the Savior. Not just we wait for you, but also the people who come into your house, to the heavenly Jerusalem. We pray that you bring many more into your house, that they can wait for you, that they can be glad that you are coming, that you will transform our lowly body, that we may be conformed to your glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Thank you, you our Savior, our Redeemer. We wait for you with joy. We eagerly wait for the Savior. Yeah, we wait for your salvation. We believe that you can save us to the uttermost. You will transform a lowly body. Amen. Yeah, be joyful in the Lord. The Lord is near. Don't be afraid, but let your prayers be known to God. The Lord, you see how it's so chaotic in this world. There's so much war and murder. You will give us your peace, Lord. We want to have this peace dwell among us. We thank you for your power that subdues all things. We give you all our worries and fears, that you will provide for us. Thank you, you've let us ascend with you in heaven, that our citizenship is in heaven, that we are resurrected with you, Lord. We are high above all things. Thank you. You are the Lord, the King. Thank you that you give yourself to us. You transform us into your image. Amen. Lord, we cleanse our hearts. We seek you, Lord. We pray that you speak to us in the meeting. We cleanse our hearts from all things. Lord, we align our thoughts with what you want. Appear to us, Lord. Speak to us in this meeting, Lord. We don't just want to do anything for you, but we want to do what is your will, what's specifically your will with us. We want to have an ear what the Spirit is telling to the churches. You always want to say something, but we want to have an ear for you. Save us from our concepts. Yeah, continue to bring us onward in your plan. We want to repent. I also want to read a verse for this. Isaiah 43:19. I read it many times. 43:19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I continuously pray this for people that are not near to me, but who don't know the Lord yet. In faith, I pray this verse, that he will give a way in the desert. As today in the meeting, that he will bring forth something new. There's continuously something that has to be renewed, that has to be purged out or cut off. The Lord wants to go on with you, with us. The outer man, perishes, then the inner man is being renewed. We pray that you continuously renew us, that you transform us into your image. We thank you for the purpose that you have to prepare a people for you, a property for you. We want to be these people. I thank you that you've shown us that you want a priesthood. We want to enter your house and not go out anymore. We want you to bring forth your purpose, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh Lord, make us people in your that you can be seen in us. My soul is quiet to the Lord. He is my rock and my protection. God is my Savior and my rock. My hope is in God. Hope all of you in the Lord and pour out your heart to Him. You are our Savior. We're lacking still, O Lord. The old Adam still comes up. Lord. You see, the old man keeps coming back, but we can confess our sin, and you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You want to transform us into your image. Thank you, you have such a wonderful goal for us. You want to really be transformed into your image. You shall be holy, as I am holy. Amen. Shall we read Hebrews 9, 13 and 14?
Christus.
Alleluia. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? That was Hebrews 9, 13 and 14. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh. Yeah. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise you. You are the completion. You are the reality of the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer. We pray that everybody can be cleansed from dead works to serve the living God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We want to know you in that way. Thank you that we can go on through your blood being sprinkled on our hearts. We can go forward into the holy place. We thank you, Lord, that we can have this holy way to serve you in the holy place.
Amen.
To see you. We thank you that you've given us your righteousness, your holiness. Thank you for the manna you've given us, the hidden manna. Thank you, Lord, that we can serve you before the golden lampstand. Lord, cleanse our conscience from all dead works to serve the living God, to priestly serve the living God. Thank you, Lord, for the cleansing through the blood. but even more for cleansing us through the ashes of the heifer. Cleanse us from all influence of death. Oh Lord, we thank you for the complete cleansing. In the past, we enjoyed the blood of the Lord. It was our trespass offering, our sin offering. Because we're very aware of our sins, we need the cleansing. The blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. Unfortunately, we don't have much awareness for the cleansing from death. Because we don't know this influence of death, the difference between sin and death. It's not so easily seen. Romans 7, Paul discovered there's two laws. He talked about the law of sin, not just of sin, but also of death.
So,
what's worse, sin or death? In our experience, we are very aware of sin. Sin is very obvious. It's very easily to be detected. If you did something wrong, or you lied, or you stole something, you lost your patience and were arguing, that is sin. That's from the old man. And right away you confess your sin. I take your precious blood for my cleansing. 1 John 9. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. That's true. It's the cleansing through the blood of Jesus Christ from all sin. It's very simple, and it happens right away when you confess your sin. But how often do you recognize the influence of death, and how does it look like? And the death shows in our experience by us seeing that we don't have the strength to do the will of the Father. How Paul said, what I need to do, I don't do it, but I do the opposite, what I shouldn't do, the sin I do. And then he said, wretched man who I am, who will save me from this body of death? In Romans 6. We know that if someone is dead, he can't do anything anymore. If someone died, then that's it. Light is out, everything is out.
nichts mehr machen.
The dead can't do anything anymore.
Nicht einmal sündigen kann er.
He can't even sin anymore.
Im Friedhof streitet niemand mehr.
Yeah, at the graveyard, no one argues.
Friedhof.
That's why it's the, in Germany, it's peace yard. Yeah, there is peace. Everybody, everywhere else, there is arguments and losing your patience. Yeah, when you're at home, you can still argue. That means death makes us without strength.
Sünde macht uns Sklaven.
Sin enslaves us.
Deshalb können wir nichts beherrschen.
That's why we can't rule.
Sünde sagt, tue das.
Sin says, do this.
Auch können wir gar nichts.
And then we cannot defend ourselves.
Römer 6 sagt, wir sind Sklaven.
Romans 6 says, we are
Sünde.
Slaves of sin.
Who
does sin? He is a slave of sin.
Aber der Tod wirkt anders.
But death works differently.
Der Tod macht uns schwach.
Death makes us weak.
Besonders in Bezug auf
especially
göttliche Dinge,
with regards to godly things
Christen, als Kinder Gottes tun müssen,
that we should be doing as Christians, auch, as children of God.
Soll ich machen, aber
we know we should do this. But we procrastinated and we say, tomorrow, later, Lord, I don't have the strength right now to do it. I can't do it. And that's the effect of death. The good things that I want to do, I don't do it. But the evil things that I shouldn't do, I do it. Yeah, wretched man who I am. Romans 7. How many of us feel horrible if we can't do what we should be doing for God, what you want to do for God? But we say, I can't do it. Oh Lord, I can't do it. It's the weakness that's there.
Wenn er nicht mehr gesund ist, wenn er krank ist,
a human being that is sick, he has to lie in bed. He can't do anything. There is no strength left.
Und am Ende,
and in the end,
wenn die Krankheit so schlimm war,
when sickness continues, then you die.
Dann ist es aus.
Then that's it.
Und wir Christen heute tun so
the Christians
viele
of us, we do, we Christians, we do so many things that we shouldn't be doing. But if it's about the things that God wants us to do, we don't do it. That's a big problem. That's the effect of death. But death and sin, they're really entwined. They are related. Romans 5, Paul shows very clearly about the problem of sin and death. Romans 5, 12. Therefore, just as through one man disobedience entered the, through the disobedience of Adam, sin entered the world and death through sin.
So, was macht Paulus seinem elenden Mensch?
Why is Paul such a wretched man? God can forgive sin, isn't that? But the disobedience. Remember, the disobedience is rebellion against God. It's a big problem among us believers. That's why there are so many problems among the believers, not because of sin, but because of death. The problem of rebellion against God.
And often
it is because we're dead and we experience this death. We haven't realized that it's a problem. It's difficult to explain.
So, was kann man sagen?
What can we say then?
The Leib dieses Todes.
The body of death.
Wir sind nicht so schnell zu gehorchen, zu tun.
We are not so quick to obey and do what God wants us to do.
Wie sagt man?
That's why there's so much many disagreements. We're not one. We're not willing to obey the will of God. That's difficult. Look at the children. The problem of the kids
is not so.
It's not so much the sin. There's also sin, but the kids always say no to the parents. They think they're right.
Alle Kinder haben ein Lieblingswort.
All children have a favorite word. No. Do this, please. No.
Je mehr sie gewachsen sind,
the more they grow, they say, okay, I do it, but then they don't do it.
Morgen.
Tomorrow. Maybe sometime. That's disobedience. It's a reaction of death. When God speaks to us,
du reagierst trotzdem.
And
yeah,
he says, don't react, you still react. He says, stop, don't continue.
Wir können nicht stoppen. Wir machen es weiter.
But then we can't stop and we have to continue.
So, es ist durch eines Menschen ungehorsam.
It's because
warum?
Of the disobedience of one man.
Adam und Eva, warum waren sie ungehorsam?
Why were Adam and Eve disobedient?
Ein ungehorsamer Mensch geschaffen.
Did God create a disobedient man?
Das ist der Einfluss von der Schlange.
It's the influence of Satan, of the serpent.
Der Einfluss von der Schlange. Und diese Einfluss
and this influence creates a weakness in us and a question mark against God. Should God have said?
Also, wie oft sind wir ungehorsam?
How often are we disobedient towards God?
Das ist nicht so einfach, weil
that's not so easy.
Am Ende denken wir haben recht.
Because in the end we think we're right.
Ich erinnere mich damals,
I remember before when we started having fellowship about John chapter 4 that God is seeking such who worship him in reality, in truth. And we had fellowship about this. And there was immediately this reaction. God is seeking such who worship him. And then the reaction was, do you think what we did before was no worship? We didn't say that. But we just talked about Matthew, that God is seeking such who worship him. In spirit and in truth. And then right away was the reaction that came.
Und was ist das für ein Einfluss?
And what kind of influence is that? Why did this reaction come? And they even thought they're right.
Meinst du, was wir getan haben, bis jetzt ist keine Anbetung?
Do you think what we did is no worship?
Das haben wir gar nicht gesagt.
We didn't say that.
So im Geist.
But we said, in spirit.
Ja, meinst du, wir sind nicht im Geist?
Do you think we're not in the spirit?
Oh, Herr.
Oh Lord.
Und wenn wir im Geist sind, dann sind wir im Geist.
If we're in the spirit.
Sagen, wenn ich im Geist bin, dann
yeah. Why should I react? I would say, praise the Lord, we're in the Spirit.
Meinst du, wir sind nicht im Geist?
Do you think we're not in the Spirit?
Irgendwo damals und wir haben einfach positive Gemeinschaft gehabt.
We had positive fellowship.
Wir haben gesagt, singen ist gut,
aber singing is good.
Singen ist nicht die Anbetung, die Gott
but singing is not the worship that God wants from us.
Gott möchte, dass wir ihm ein Opfer darbringen.
God wants us to bring a sacrifice to him.
Das heißt, Gott verlangt eine besondere Art
God requires a special worship from his people.
Bring mir die Erstlinge, God.
Bring me the
ein Opfer,
and sacrifice without fault.
So rein.
So pure.
Das Beste sollen wir ihm bringen.
The best we should bring to him.
Das ist es, was Gott haben möchte.
That's what God wants.
Für seine Anbetung. Er sagte,
for his worship.
Wir sollen he said, anbeten.
We should
die
not
Heiden
worship like the heathen,
wie die,
like the nations,
wie den Muslims.
Like the Muslims.
Natürlich, das Wort Anbetung bedeutet,
of course,
knien und beugen,
worship
und
doesn't mean
Kopf,
that we
Boden,
kneel down and put yeah our head to the ground like the Muslims do.
Das Wort Anbetung,
the worship means.
Aber das ist es nicht, was die Gott
like, for some, this worship means that, but that's not what God wants from us.
Gott braucht einen Altar.
But he needs an altar.
Ein Opfer, dem Vater.
We need a sacrifice to bring to the Father.
Angefangen mit Abel.
Starting with Abel.
Haben wir gesehen, mit
we
Noah.
Saw that with Noah.
Ja, nachdem sie aus der Arche rauskam,
when they Noah came
sofort
out of the ark, Noah right away
ein Opfer
brought an offering. A burnt offering.
Abraham,
Abraham did that. Isaac, Jacob. And the priests in Leviticus. Even the Lord brought himself to the Father as this, an offering. In Hebrews it says,
und gleich nach der Auferstehung hat zu Maria gesagt, rühre mich nicht an.
And when he was resurrected, he said, don't touch me to Maria, Mary, because I have to go up to the Father. The Father had to be the first to enjoy this first fruit. Peter said, we shall bring spiritual sacrifices to the Father. But many had this reaction. Oh, you sang for an hour and that was not worship? I wasn't against singing. I like to sing.
Yeah, Jesus.
Sometimes I said as a joke, I think angels can sing better than we can. What do you think? Singing? Do you think singing until you have a sore throat is... is what the Lord wants, or is it to keep the feasts at the table of the Lord, at the Lord's table, the Passover, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, the Feast of the First Fruits, the strength, the power of His resurrection, how the Lord overcame all death. Amen. And the Feast of Weeks, and all these wonderful feasts of the Lord. Isn't it better, or isn't it according to His desire to keep these feasts at the table?
So. Aber die Christen und die Gläubigen möchten lieber wie die Tradition festhalten.
But the believers, the Christians, would rather hold on to their tradition of singing for hours on end. Or
habt ihr das nicht erfahren?
Wasn't this also our experience? I'm not against singing, of course. But if we come together, it's to keep the feast of the Lord.
Und dann Anbetung des Vaters.
What about the worship of the Father?
Am Ende gab es nicht einmal dieses Bewusstsein von Anbetung des Vaters.
At the end, we didn't even have this consciousness of worshiping the Father. We sang one song for the Father, and that was considered our worship of the Father. Was this one song to the Father the true worship? The Father said, you should bring me my food. It's His food. It's God's food.
So,
my point is this. Why do we as believers react in such a way when the truth is spoken, when the Word of God is spoken, like bringing the offerings to the Father? That God desires a kingdom of priests, and then He wants to make us kings and priests. It's written so clearly in the book of Revelation.
Die ganze Schrift redet davon.
The entire scripture speaks of this.
Mm-hmm. Ja. Könnt ihr euch vorstellen, dass ihr dagegen seid?
Can you imagine being against this? God wants to have a kingdom of priests, a holy nation.
Is that so slim?
Is that so horrible?
Ihr sollt mir erklären, ob man irgendeinen Grund haben oder hat.
Yeah. Tell me if you find a reason to be against this. Is this so terrible to become a priest? He said, oh my, how can someone be against this? It is a privilege. It is a privilege, a gift that God has given us, that we can serve Him as priests, that we can draw near to Him, and that we can bring Him His food.
And
to bring the Father an offering is a true privilege.
Hmm.
Why be against this? And to say, oh wow, this is just a new wave, or a new trend. If anything, this is something that's so old, that's ancient, that's existed for so long. From the beginning, this is what God wanted from the beginning, that we would bring Him the offerings. This reaction that many believers have is defiance, rebellion against God. This is not something we invented. Do you think we're so smart, so wise, that we invented this priestly service? No, it is the revelation of the Lord.
At
the end of this age, He has revealed it to us. Because He wants this now just as He wanted it at the beginning. He wants a kingdom of priests. He wants to make us kings and priests so that we can reign with Him when He comes back on this earth. The Lord doesn't want to reign alone. Otherwise, He would have done this a long time ago. But from the very beginning, He created man, Adam and Eve, so that they would have dominion on this earth for God. And God wants to be their life through the tree of life. And He wanted Adam and Eve to eat so that they could reign and rule and have dominion, not through themselves, but through God. They have His life within Him. So we are not only saved, but we are born again. And the life of God comes into us, lives in us, dwells in us. For what purpose? Why?
Damit wir durch ihn.
So that we would be able to rule through Him, have dominion through Him over the enemy, so that His kingdom can come here on earth. But instead of our having dominion and exercising dominion with and through Christ, we argue with one another. We fight with one another. I've even heard the one we talked about, the priesthood, that we're no longer for oneness, that we actually consider division to be a good thing. Have you ever heard that my giving a message about division being a good thing? But Paul said in 1 Corinthians, division must be. Do you think Paul is for division?
Christian?
Christian, do you think that's what he meant?
No,
he is for division. That's why he said that there must be division. There must be division. So that means he thinks it's a good thing. He is for division. Is that what he means? You have to continue to read.
Die von Gott was bewährt, erfunden, ans Licht kommen kann. Gott macht keine Spaltung.
God doesn't divide, but he does separate.
Er macht immer eine Trennung.
He always separates.
Trennung von was Geistliches und was
He does separate between life and death, what is spiritual and what is earthly, what is light and what is dark, what's truth and what is a lie. He has to separate between life and death. He also had to separate the dry land from the water so that life can come forth. No, we are not those who make division. Or want to have division. We condemn division because division comes from the flesh. Differences of opinions, fighting, that comes from the flesh. But is the priesthood your opinion? Is that your opinion? Is that our opinion? No. It is the will of God. Yeah, amen. So we see that all these things, all these reactions, and the reactions against the truth and against what God wants is death. Death through trespass. Death is related to sin.
But that is the influence. The influence des Todes.
But it is the influence of death. Satan has the power of death.
Aber wir haben nicht dieses Empfinden,
but we don't have this sense.
Weil wir nicht verstanden haben, wie der Tod, der geistliche Tod, wirkt.
Because we haven't understood how spiritual death works in our spiritual life, in our Christian life.
Und viele Dinge in dieser Welt beeinflusst uns.
And many things in this world influence us.
Unbewusst.
Yeah, unknowingly. Unbewusst. Subconsciously, they influence us.
Und daher brauchen wir die Reinigung durch die Asche.
And that's why we need the cleansing through the ashes.
Aber im Kapitel 19 vom 4. Buch Mose.
But in Numbers chapter 19.
Opfer von Asche, das ist völlig verbrannt wird.
This offering that was
ganze Kuh, rote Kuh wird verbrannt.
Needed, the red heifer that is needed for the ashes is fully, fully burnt. And this is also called a sin offering because death and sin are related. Lord Jesus,
solange die Sünde noch da ist,
as long as sin is still there,
der Tod ist in der Nähe.
Death is nearby.
So, ich möchte euch nochmal bringen zu ich lese euch vor, ja.
Let's read
Römer 5, Vers 12.
Romans 5, Verse 12.
Ja. Darum,
therefore,
gleich wie durch
just
einen
as
Menschen,
through one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin,
der Tod ist hineingeschlichen.
Yeah, death creeped in through sin. We see sin, but we don't see that death crept in through sin and came along with sin. And thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
So die Sünde und der Tod,
so sin and death
sind eigentlich verwandt,
are actually related.
Aber die Sünde ist mehr offensichtlich.
But sin is just more apparent. It's more obvious.
Ist mehr verborgen.
More visible. But death is more hidden.
Es ist mit hineingeschlichen.
It crept in through sin and with this sin.
Und so der Tod. So allen Menschen,
and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. O Lord,
so sehen wir hier in Kapitel 5, der Tod.
So now we see in chapter 5 that death came in.
Und dann gehen wir zu Kapitel 6.
And let's go to chapter 6 in Romans. Paul is explaining this to us. So that death would no longer reign over us, have dominion over us. And in chapter 7, he speaks about the law of the sin of sin and death.
So in Kapitel 7 sagte er,
so in chapter 7,
ganz am Ende, ich
at the end,
Mensch,
he says,
wer wird mich erlösen,
oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
Er hat nicht erwähnt von dem Leib der Sünde.
He didn't talk about the body of sin, of course. Our body is also a body of sin. But the worst thing is this body of death.
Ja. Und dann in Kapitel 8,
and then in chapter 8,
sagte er dann weiter,
it continues, or he continues,
there
is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit of life. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Dann sagte er in Vers 6, denn die
Gesinnung, and then in verse 6 it says, for to be carnally minded is death. Oh Lord, yeah. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
So wenn wir unsere Gesinnung auf das Fleisch legen,
so if we set our mind on the flesh, then this brings sin and death.
Amen. So, die Gesinnung des Fleisches ist der Tod.
Yeah, oh Lord. So to be carnally minded is
Dinge,
death.
Die wir nicht denken
so sollen. We often think about things we shouldn't think about.
Deshalb haben wir immer missverstanden, was
That's
die
why
anderen
we
Leute sagen.
That's why we always meinen. Misunderstand what other people say.
Ja. Dann haben wir oft missverstanden und meinen, die Leute reden.
And then we have so many misunderstandings and think people are speaking evilly against me. How often have fights and arguments come because of misunderstandings? This is the carnal mind.
Yeah. So sagt er, wenn aber der Geist dessen, Vers 11 in der Römer 8, Jesus von
Verse 11 says, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, amen, it is the spirit.
Jesus von den Toten auferweckt hat, in euch wohnt.
Yeah. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
Der Geist, der Jesus von Toten auferweckt hat, wohnt in uns.
The spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us and gives us life, gives us resurrection life to our mortal bodies, to this body of death.
Oh Herr.
Oh Lord.
So sind wir alle so, ihr Brüder, dem Fleische nicht schuldig.
Therefore, brethren, verse 12, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. Why do we still live according to the flesh? Because this is the weakness that comes through death. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Amen. Oh Lord, yeah, so this life, this resurrection life is not just any life, but it also puts to death the deeds of the body.
Amen.
So, in this way, the Spirit can lead us. And this way we can be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. No, we are no longer slaves of sin. Amen. But you receive the spirit of sonship by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. We are now sons of God. We have this wonderful life in us, this resurrection life in us. That's why the Lord says in John 11, he's not only the life, but he is the resurrection. Because our problem is death. We are dead in our trespasses and in our sin. And we walk according to the way of this world, just like the sons of disobedience. But praise the Lord, we are now led by the Spirit.
So, Römerbrief ist eigentlich ein wunderbarer Brief.
So Romans is a wonderful epistle.
Was unser Problem ist.
Because it shows us what our true problem is.
Deshalb ist Römerbrief wichtig.
That's why Romans is such an important epistle. That's why it talks about the baptism in Romans 6. And it talks about his death. but we are also one with him in his resurrection. So right at the beginning of our Christian life and our life of faith, we need to realize we are made one with him in his death, that the old man has been crucified with him. And when we come out of the water, we are one with him in his resurrection. That we would walk in the newness of life and serve through the newness of the Spirit. So this life in us is so wonderful. And this must be our experience, and it has been our experience. The more you grow in life, the more you overcome death. Yeah, he made us more than conquerors.
Amen.
Not just conquerors against death or over death, but also over death.
Amen.
Paul talks about this wonderful power of resurrection. Had Christ not resurrected or been resurrected, then we would still be dead in our trespasses. That's why the resurrection life is so wonderful and so important. And that's why Paul in Philippians says he wants to know and experience the power of his resurrection. For many Christians, resurrection is an Easter egg. Of what use is an Easter egg? What does the resurrection of Jesus have anything to do with? What does it have to do with an Easter egg?
Nothing, right?
We want to know and taste the power of his resurrection every day. We have so many opportunities to experience this power of resurrection. Against all death. Otherwise, we do so many works, but the Lord will say those are dead works. Don't think that the church will just be living without any doing anything. What about the church in Sardis? Was it a living church? Or a dead church? Do you think someone who is born again or a church of all born again Christians can be dead?
What
do you think? What about the church in Ephesus? Was it a living church or a not so living church? The Lord told them, if you do not repent, I will remove your golden lampstand. I will take away the lampstand, remove it. And he who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life. If we put all these verses together and bring them together, then you will see or realize that if a church has already left its first love, then the life is also gone.
Amen.
Und meinst du eine Gemeinde, die in
So do you think that a church that is where Satan's throne dwells can be living? Or where Jezebel is and Jezebel rules, do you think that can be a living church? But we don't have this discernment or ability to discern between life and death. Do you think a church that's against the priesthood can be living?
Is das eure gute Idee, diese Opfer dem Vater zu bringen? Ist das eure gute Idee?
To bring the Father the offerings.
Ist das eine tote Idee?
Was that your idea?
Sultan, was meinst du?
Or a dead idea?
Ist das eine eigene Vorstellung?
Is that your own concept? Erfunden? Did you invent it?
Sicher nicht.
Certainly not. So where does it come from?
Von ihm.
From him. Because it's written. Don't you believe in the Bible? Isn't the word of God or is it the word of man?
Or sollten wir also lieber Menschen folgen und nicht Gott und sagen,
or would we rather follow man than follow God? And say, well, I'll wait until everyone agrees and then I'll say, okay. Yeah, the Father will understand and say, yeah, you can wait until everyone agrees. Yeah, especially the elders. Mm-hmm.
Was sollen wir tun?
What should we do?
Was sollen wir tun? Warten?
Should we wait?
Ihr wollt sogar warten, ja?
Would you rather wait?
Christian, ist das nicht so?
Isn't this?
Okay.
Is this how we should do it? Oh, well, the elders don't really want to do it, so maybe we'll do it at home and maybe in the young people's meeting, but not in the big meeting, okay? But that was also not okay for them at that time, right? And what was the result?
Sie haben euch rausgeworfen.
They kicked you out.
So, wer macht Spaltung?
So who's the one who makes division? You? Or we?
Ich möchte euch in diesem Punkt etwas sagen.
I want to say something to
wenn
all of you in this matter.
Vater,
if we are not one with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ,
and
not one with the leading of this anointing within us, and just want to have oneness among us, do you think that this oneness is worth something or anything? If we are not one with the triune God, with the living God, all other types of oneness are meaningless.
Amen.
Some people say, oh, you are not for the ground of oneness, so you're no longer for the oneness. That couldn't be farther from the truth. We really appreciate and treasure the oneness, but first and foremost with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And that's why John says that our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So what did he mean by that? This oneness of the Spirit and this oneness of life is the oneness with the Father and with the Son. If we are no longer one with the Father and with the Son, that all other types of oneness, other forms of oneness are really meaningless. It could be oneness with a doctrine, oneness with the ground. It's not the oneness that God wants. He wants us to be one with Him. That's why we exercise this priestly service, because God wants it.
Gott möchte es haben.
God wants to have it.
Okay, wenn ich euch jetzt sage, also liebe Geschwister, der Einheit mit allen Heiligen.
What if I were to say, okay, for the sake of the to be one with all the saints, let's forsake the priestly service.
Oh, warum lachst du? Komm.
Oh, why are you laughing? We want to be one with all the saints, right? Not without God.
Dann habe ich nichts mehr zu sagen.
Now I have nothing else to say.
Das ist richtig.
That's right.
Einheit ohne Gott ist Unsinn.
Oneness without God is nonsense.
Aber es ist nicht nur Unsinn.
It's not just nonsense. It's
am Ende hast du eine Einheit gegen Gott.
Then you have oneness against God.
Glaubt ihr nicht? Was können wir sagen?
What can we say?
Und daher, liebe Brüder.
So, dear brothers.
Sehen wir, das ist der Tod.
We see that this is death.
Sogar denken sie, sie haben recht.
So that even they would believe that they're right and think that they're right and that we are rebellious and that we caused division. This reaction is the manifestation of death. Everything is flipped upside down, is reversed. At the end, you can no longer discern between death and life and death. And that's also a manifestation of death, or a characteristic of death, or how it manifests itself. You can't discern anymore. Your conscience no longer works.
Du hast kein Empfinden mehr zu dem, was von Gott ist und was nicht von Gott ist.
You no longer can sense what is from God and what isn't from God.
Und daher können heute so viele Christen in vielen, vielen Denominationen
and so that's why
unterscheiden.
Christians in denominations and so many of them can no longer discern. They can no longer discern.
Das ist für sie alles gut.
Everything is fine for them. Everything's okay.
Wenn wir Leben haben und die Kraft der Auferstehung in uns haben,
if we have life in us and the power of life, there is resurrection life in us, then we can discern. Because his life in us is much more sensitive to just, it goes beyond just knowing what's sin and not sin. Discerns between death and life. There's spiritual discernment. Unfortunately, many believers don't have this. They cannot discern.
Uns am Ende dieses Zeitalters jetzt
So may the Lord really wake us up at the end of this age. And that's why the red heifer is not just a sign in Israel. It's very good that there is a red heifer now that can be sacrificed and slaughtered. But what's much more important is our Lord as this red heifer and the ashes of this red heifer that we can apply and need to apply. Yeah, to really wash us from all contamination, all defilement.
Verunreinigung, ja.
Ja.
Ansteckung.
Ja. Ansteckung, ja, Ansteckung. Yeah. Die COVID-19, die Ansteckung.
Ja.
Es ist höchst ansteckend.
It's highly contagious. This death is highly contagious. Oh Lord, we need really the cleansing from the ashes of the red heifer with the living water as well. It has to be mixed with this water so that we would be made alive again.
Learn this.
Learn this. We don't have much time. We don't want to say exactly when, and we cannot say it. But the Lord will show us when the time is coming, when the time is near. Just like at the time of Noah. At the end, God said to Noah, there are only 7 more days.
Davor wusste nicht.
Before he didn't know exactly when the flood would come.
Aber er schaute sicherlich immer an seinen Großvater.
But he always looked to his grandfather Methuselah.
Wenn er immer noch lebt, dann okay.
If he still was living, then he said okay.
Auf jeden Fall, sogar viele lachen uns aus und sagen,
many people make fun of us and say, oh, now we're also about different kinds of prophecies that the Lord is coming soon. But you know, dear saints, all the apostles before us, they also believed that the Lord would come during their lifetime, or come again during their lifetime.
So
what should we do? Should we say, oh, the apostles miscalculated?
Falsch geweissagt.
They gave false prophecies?
Warum kritisieren wir sie nicht?
Why don't we criticize them?
Auch Petrus hat gesagt, manche
Peter also said
that ihr sagt,
people said, oh, you think the Lord, they were mocking them and say, oh, you say the Lord is coming soon? Look, everything's fine, the sun is shining. Everything will continue as it was before. But we have seen so many signs. Even a few years ago, we also said that there's a certain assumption that we make with all the calculations. That shows we don't know when the last 7 days are, just like in the time of Noah, but we do know that it will happen soon.
Es gibt genug Zeichen heute.
There are enough signs.
Und wenn wir nicht beachten,
and if we don't pay attention to them,
dann sind wir was für ein Wort soll ich sagen?
Then we are, I don't even know what word to use. Then we are foolish. Yeah.
Denn seit 1948,
because starting from 1948, when Israel became a nation again, until now, it's been 75 years. But that is the grace of the Lord. Can you believe
that
right after the reconstitution of the nation of Israel, that he would come back right away again? Imagine how that would have been. But it was a sign. It was a sign that the coming of the Lord would begin in this, or would come in this time. But it still required 75 years. We should be so thankful to the Lord that it has lasted 75 years. But we do have to pay attention. We do have to take heed. So there are so many signs, especially in these days.
So es ist normal, dass wir Christen glauben,
so it is normal for us to believe that the Lord is coming back in our time, and we have to prepare for his coming and his return,
weil wir nicht wissen, wann wir
because
gehen.
We don't know when we will also go, when our lives will be over.
Vielleicht ihr junge Leute, ja, ihr denkt,
maybe you young people think, oh well, I'm just 30 years old. I still have a lot of time.
Nein, wir no. Haben nicht mehr Zeit,
you don't have
als
more
ich habe.
Time than I do.
Wenn der Herr bald schon zurückkommt.
If the Lord is coming back very soon.
Es gibt genug Zeichen heute.
There are enough signs.
Und es ist normal.
And it is normal to speak about the coming of the Lord. This belongs to our faith, our belief. Yeah, amen.
Die Christen, die nicht glauben, dass der Herr bald zurückkommt.
If we're a Christian, if there are Christians who do not believe that the Lord will come again, then they should judge and condemn the apostles because they thought that the Lord would come back during their lifetime. Even John said in Revelation, time is near. The time is at hand. Was he wrong? Or was the Lord wrong? And when he said, see, I am coming quickly.
Christian, hat der Herr etwas falsch geschätzt?
Did the Lord make an improper estimation, incorrect estimation?
Richtig.
Yeah, 1,000 years are like one day for the Lord.
Ist der dritte Tag.
So the Lord says, yeah, his coming again is the third day.
Für uns ist es 2,000 Jahre.
For us, it's 2,000 years.
Sagen, see, ich komme bald.
So that's why the Lord can say, see, I'm coming quickly, because 2,000 years are like a day, and with 3 days,
see,
means he can come quickly.
Amen.
So we can also say now he is coming quickly.
Denn es gibt tatsächlich, liebe Heiligen, genug.
So, dear saints, really, there are so many signs, enough signs. Since 1948.
And then
1967, 68, and then Trump and the Abraham Accords. And so many other signs. Signs of the times.
And jetzt. Alle diese Dinge selbst die Erfüllung von Ezekiel 38, 39,
and even the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39 are at the door.
Das bedeutet nicht jetzt gleich.
That doesn't mean it's going to happen now, right away.
Ezekiel 38,
but 39 Ezekiel 38 and 39 talk about Armageddon. But Armageddon requires preparation, and this is now our preparation. And Zechariah 12. The Lord will gather all the nations together in the valley of Jehoshaphat. And today, we can already see that the preparation that's taking place.
Antisemitismus.
We see also the anti-Semitism.
In diesem Land, besonders in den USA, es ist noch
especially
nie besonders
in the US.
Studenten in besten Universitäten
especially
in den USA.
Among all the students in the best universities in the US.
Da standen sie eins mit Hamas, sogar haben sie
they
gesagt,
were
wir
one
sind
with Hamas,
Hamas,
and they even said, "We are Hamas."
Habt ihr mich in der Zeitung oder in YouTube gesehen? Ne?
Haven't you seen this in the news or on YouTube?
Ja. So, es ist schrecklich. Es ist schrecklich.
It's really terrible.
So, wir sehen die Stimmungen wird erweckt jetzt. Die
so, we see that this this whole mood or this whole sentiment is being awakened or atmosphere or this is being stirred up right now.
Selbst wenn Trump zurückkommt, kann er nur verlangsamen.
Even if Trump comes back, he can only slow things down, but he can't reverse things.
Die Geschichte geht vorwärts, nicht rückwärts.
History will keep moving along. It doesn't go backwards. Or the story continues, sorry. The story will continue and can't go backwards.
Und erinnere Offenbarung 17, ne?
And remember Revelation 17.
So, liebe Heiligen,
so, dear saints,
bereitet euch vor.
Prepare yourselves.
Rein.
Be pure.
Jage nach der Heiligung.
Pursue das ist holiness. Wichtig. This is
die
important.
Heiligung ist sehr wichtig.
Holiness is so important.
Wir haben die Konferenz im 1996 zurück.
We looked again at the conference from 1996 concerning the holiness.
Es ist erstaunlich, dass schon
astonishing that even in 96 we spoke so in such a thorough way about the holiness, about holiness and about sanctification.
So wir sind gerade dabei, es zu addieren.
So we're looking
in der englischen Sprache.
We're looking through this right now, through all the messages concerning sanctification.
Wir haben schon zu dieser Zeit über die Priesterschaft.
We already had fellowship about the
priesthood
at that time, but the time had not yet come to actually practice it. It wasn't mature enough, or the time was not there yet. But in 2014, the time came. It was the time.
Zugleich gekommen.
But the problems came at the same time too.
Der Feind möchte diese priestlichen Dienst verhindern.
Yeah, the enemy really wants to hinder this priestly service.
Aber lob den Herrn. Niemand kann den Herrn aufhalten.
Now praise the Lord. No one can stop the Lord. Amen.
Und ich hoffe, dass wir alle noch intensiver lernen.
And I hope that all of us would more intensively learn
die Erfahrung von all diesen
to enter into the experience of these offerings. It is very important. The Lord is not just our Savior. But all these offerings show us what and who He is and how we should experience Him, in which way we should experience Him, especially in His humanity. As the peace offering, where is there peace today?
Sogar die Kraft seiner Auferstehung, diese Schwingopfer, diese Hebopfer, diese Sinnopfer.
Also this swing, wave offering, heave offering,
Trankopfer.
Drink offering.
Alle diese Opfer.
All these offerings show us
wie wir Christus erfahren
how
sollen.
We should experience Christ, in which way we should experience Him. Because, yeah, we want to be like Him, but how? And these offerings show us the way. Amen. And that's why God wants us to bring Him such offerings. Amen. Consider this. Think about this. That's why we had the conference as well, concerning His unchangeable purpose. His unchangeable purpose from the very beginning until today. Take this seriously.
Lass uns alle lernen.
Let's all learn, practice, and also perfect holiness in the fear of God. Amen.
Amen.
Denn wenn wir vor ihm erscheinen müssen,
because if we have to appear before Him, then we have to give an account.
Wer keine Furcht vor Gott haben, hat.
He who has no fear of God, he is not wise. What does Proverbs say? The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Amen.
So, lobe den Herrn.
Praise the Lord. May the Lord be with all of you. Amen.
Selbst wenn die anderen nicht diesen Weg nehmen,
even if others don't take this way, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because everyone has to decide for themselves before God. We said from the very beginning, don't force anyone. Don't force anyone to bring the Father the offerings. But we should do it with joy from our hearts. Each person has to decide for himself. We don't want to make a problem out of it because of this. We don't want to force anyone to be a priest. It's actually a privilege. So praise the Lord.
Good. Bis bald wieder.
See you soon again.
Der Herr sei mit euch, ja?
The Lord be with all of you. Also in Scharanz.
Ja, Adam. Ja,
and also with Adam. Amen.
Auch in Reutlingen.
Also in Reutlingen. Ja, Amen.
würde gerne noch ein Vers vorlesen, 4. Mose 14.
Numbers 14.
Und der Herr sprach 14, zu Mose, 11.
And the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? And how long will they not believe me? With all the signs which I have performed among them.
Amen.
Das ist richtig. Nachher, ab diesem Kapitel davor bis zum Kapitel 19.
And starting from the chapter before this and all the way to chapter 19, we see that that's why he prepared the ashes of the red heifer. Because the children of God, even though they came out of Egypt, they were so rebellious. They were complaining. They were murmuring. They were against Moses. Even Miriam was against Moses and Aaron and the sons of Korah. And the people, they were complaining and murmuring. That's why they died in the wilderness. Can you imagine this?
From
the entire generation, only two remained and went into the good land, Joshua and Caleb.
Und dann haben sie die Schuld an Mose.
And then they blamed Moses.
You
brought us here so that we would die here in the wilderness.
So is this. Look in the eyes.
Praise the Lord. May the Lord really cleanse us from all death.
Der Herr sei mit euch auch in Pforzheim.
The Lord be with you, also in Pforzheim.
Ja. Lobt den Herrn. Wolfgang, vielleicht morgen kann ich dich anrufen.
Ja.
Okay. Lobt den Herrn.
Danke.
Ja. Danke, lobt den Herrn.
Oh Mann. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you that you give us a sense and renew our sense for life and death, that we would see it, recognize it, that we would turn, that we would lay hold of this, so that we would be living, that there would be no death in us and that no death would remain in us. Lord, swallow up all death in Zion. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for such a clear word. Lord, we don't want any death among us. Thank you, you are our red heifer. Thank you, Lord, for the living water. Lord, we want to experience you. Yeah, we don't want to have any more death in us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Like you hated death, we want to hate death. Amen. We want to walk on the path of life. Yeah. Save us from all rebellion. Keep us from all rebellion. Yeah, until you come, Lord, really deal fully with all our rebellion.
Amen. Alles Murre. Amen. Alle Erscheinungsformen des Todes.
Yeah, Lord, any appearance or manifestations of death, swallow them all up among us.
Oh, Herr.
Lord, we need you as the ashes of the red heifer. Song 183. Hymn 183.
183. Oh, hallelujah.
Christus auferweckt von Tod zu Leben, gedrungen, das Gesetz des Geistes des Lebens. Der Tod hat keine Macht über uns, doch Herr des Innen in Feuer vorgeworfen, Ewigkeit kein Tod mehr im neuen Jerusalem. Amen. Kein Tod mehr, Jerusalem.
Das war eine Gliederung zu einer Konferenz.
This song came from an outline from a long time ago about overcoming death. On Sunday we're all in the Waldschule in Degerloch. Praise the Lord. Yeah, tomorrow we will head back home. Yeah, praise the Lord for all the fellowship during these days. Let's intercede for one another that we would make it to the end and receive the crown of life. Amen. Thank you.